And finally, know that Christ in you, the hope of glory, that light should shine for the world to see. Let it be your swagger. Let that be the way you operate. Let that be the way you walk. I'll walk with the light of Christ on the inside of me. I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's up to you. As Tim talked about Sunday, you're going to have to make a choice. You have to make a choice of what you want, what you're going to do. And hopefully once you've made the right choice, you got to know who you are. And you may be wondering, like, where do I start? Because it can be daunting as to what you should read. Well, first of all, listen on the inside. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. But all else failing, he won't fail you. But if he needs somewhere to start, you can always start with God loves me. You can start with John 3:16. You can start reading 1 John where he talks about the love of God and God is love. You can start with knowing, hey, God loves me. God loves me. And then you could go, well, if he loves me, then he wants the best for me. If he wants the best for me, well, what is the best for me? And then you can find out what you need in your life and what he says about it, what he declares about it, what he says you should have according to whatever situation you're in. You can apply the word and have it take effect and have it take hold and have you have success in life. Know what you want. Know who you are. Get prepared. Put the word in your heart. Put it before your eyes. Understand all the distractions of the world, the social medias, television shows, video games, whatever else is out there that's pulling at you, that's tugging at you, that has captured your interest. You got to take a step back and say, is this thing really taking me where I want to go? Has it gotten me to where I want to be? Will I survive if I don't have it? If for some reason the next day that thing that I enjoy so much was no longer available to me, would I cease to exist? If the answer is no, then you can put it down. You can put it on the back burner. It may not be a bad thing, but it may be something that's got too much of your attention. So be willing to put it on the back burner. Be willing to put it behind you. Be willing to lay it aside. The Bible says lay aside every weight that so easily besets. So be willing to lay it aside, because if it hasn't gotten you where you want it to go, why are you still making it a priority? Get prepared. Know what the word is. Know what's available to you. And then take action. Speak the word. Declare the word. Let the word be what flows out of your mouth. Not, I don't know, or I can't find, or I can't see, or I don't understand, but God, you know. Holy Spirit, you know. Every time my mother, she misplaced something around her house, I hear say, Holy Spirit knows. Holy Spirit knows. The Holy Spirit, where is that? And lo and behold, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, maybe, and probably no more than a day later, there it is, she finds it. So be willing to speak the word in boldness. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold on to God's promises for your life. He has much good planned for your life. His desire is for it to result in a favorable conclusion. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Lay hold to his promises and don't you quit. Lay hold to his word and don't you let go. Lay hold to what he has for you and pursue, pursue, pursue.